The Grind.
It's The Grind
with Nathan McCray.
There's just no way you can get enough of me. Yo, mister.
Giving real insight needed daily. Call 657-383-1291. That's 657-383-1291. It's blogtalkradio.com, The Grind 101. Join your host, Nathan McCray, 8 a.m. Eastern, every Tuesday through Thursday, for an unscripted conversation. It's The Grind, 657-383-1291. The Grind.
It's The Grind
with Nathan McCray.
There's just no way you can get enough of me. Yo, mister, big star.
Giving real insight needed daily. Call 657-383-1291. That's 657-383-1291. It's blogtalkradio.com, The Grind 101. Join your host, Nathan McCray, 8 a.m. Eastern, every Tuesday through Thursday, for an unscripted conversation. It's The Grind, 657-383-1291.
It's The Grind. It's The Grind. Wake up, everybody. Rise and grind. Thank you guys for jumping on this morning. Man, you could have been doing anything in this whole wide world that you wanted to do, but you decided to jump on and listen to little old me, man. I don't take that lightly. Very, very humble. Very, very honored. Thank you guys for dialing in to blogtalkradio.com/thegrind101. Man, look, as always, everybody, this is the Grind, the realest show ever, unscripted conversation. We're going to say some stuff on this show that people are just going to think about saying, but ain't going to feel real comfortable saying, but we're going to say it. We're going to say it with a little bit of taste, right? So guess what? It's the biggest day. It's the day after the biggest day. Actually, the biggest, most financially damaging holiday of the year. The day after the biggest, most financially damaging holiday of the year. Man, I woke up this morning in great spirits, you know, as always, and I didn't even have to shake myself a little bit to get myself that way. Woke up, man, with a lot of peace, really. Woke up just thinking about some things. Woke up at about 4 o'clock this morning. You know, couldn't go back to sleep. So, you know me, I figure at that point it's time for me to get up. God is trying to tell me some stuff. So I need to get up and be obedient, listen, and, you know, either write it down physically or write it down virtually. You know, so that's what I do. You know, but I woke up with that peace this morning. I hope you guys woke up with a peace. And, you know, I wanted to really talk about some things this morning and be very mellow with it because, man, I got such a peace about, you know, what happened in 2017 and, you know, what's getting ready to happen in 2018, man. Ask yourself, did things go the way you expected them to go? Did they go the way you expected them to go? It's okay. If they didn't, it's great if they did. We're going to do a little contrasting and reflecting, you know, on this morning. I want you guys to stay, you know, in that really, really mellow mode to where you really, you're not hyped. I don't want you to get too hyped this morning. You know, we're at the end of the year. You know, this is your moment. This is your moment to really think about some things. So I want to keep you guys right in that mellow moment. If you're home, a lot of you aren't even working. You're off. Some of you, you know, people that work in the JOB, you know what? You got to go today. No problem. But, you know, while you're at your job, while you're at your house, I know you got your loved ones over and you may be all listening to the show. I appreciate that. But I want to help you guys contrast and reflect a little bit. And more importantly, I want to help you turn the page. You know, be it turning the page on something good or turning the page on something bad, you know, I want you guys to contrast and reflect this morning. So stay in that mellow mode. Stay right where you are, guys, and just open your mind up and just listen to what is being said to you in your own self. Everything that I say, I want you to repeat it so that you hear it in your own voice so you can get accustomed to listening to yourself and taking some advice from yourself, not the you that you are right now, okay, but the you that you're going to become. Guys, right after that, we're going to come back and we're going to talk a little bit. Hang in there.
Something in the sun or the air. It's making me want to run away from. I know that you want me to stay where you are, but no. So I keep on making excuses about the sun, the earth, the rays of days. I'm numb, but wired, and I'm tired of it. I know you're trying, but you'll never. The season that we're in, that's making me think that we're not supposed to do this. I know that you're trying to understand, but you can't. Cause I keep on making excuses about the fall, the rise, and how my mind is running.
Some of you may be feeling a little unraveled. That's okay. She's telling you, unravel me. Love that song, man. Puts me in a peaceful state of mind. You know, man. Look, man. Let me just say it because wow, man. When you get the opportunity to really reflect, man, the contrast and reflect, you know, on where you are, you know, with the understanding that things, you know, may or may not have went the way you expected them to go, you know, and I tell you, right after the most damaging, financially damaging holiday of the year, man, this is a great time to reflect, because a lot of you said, I'm not going to spend that money like I did last year. I'm not going to stress like I did last year. I'm not going to run around last minute like I did last year. Man, aren't you tired of just being that person? Aren't you tired of repeating the same old cycle every single year? You know, they say the definition of insanity is doing the same thing over and over and over again, but expecting a different result. Aren't you tired? Man, I don't know about y'all, but I am too. So I'm telling you like this, contrast and reflect, guys, turn the page. You know, turn the page. Too much, too late. Stop looking back and getting caught up in what was. We're all about what is to come. So let's put the three together. Life, love, business. It's all connected, right? You've heard that before. You have a jacked up love life, your business is going to eventually be jacked up. You got a jacked up business, it's definitely going to jack up your love life, because, you know, no money, your relationship's going to be jacked up. Some of y'all say, you know what, I don't need money. Love is free. Absolutely, man. Love is free. Life is life, but it's all about what you make it. And, you know, as we maneuver our way through the end of the year, this year to the next year, 2018, it all boils down to one thing. Decisions. Decisions, decisions, decisions. They define us. They define who we are. They define who we will become. They define us, period. But let me give you guys a very definitive statement, and I never want y'all to forget this, because it is, it's how sometimes we get away from it. You know, this is the most really show ever. I can be transparent, but sometimes I get away from it, and I don't realize, you know, how powerful this statement is. But write this down. How you build it is how you will have to maintain it. How you build it is how you will have to maintain it. What does that mean? That was a coffee break. Man, when you build something, if you build it with love, let me bring it home a little bit for everybody, because some of you may not understand what I really mean. If you build it with love, care, a lot of compassion, then the thing that you did to get that thing is the thing you have to do to keep that thing, right? So I'm not going to even go into that with relationships, because a lot of people will start feeling some kind of way. I think you get the gist of what I'm saying. But it's the same in anything in life. How you build it is how you have to maintain it. And the first thing you have to build is yourself, because I'm all about, you know, you understanding that you need to, let me put this on me. I'm all about me understanding that I need to become the best version of me that I can be in order to help the most people that I can help. Because the higher I rise, the more my light shines. The more people that are willing to go with me or rise with me, then, hey, man, that's gravy. That's awesome. But I'm most certainly going to build the best version of me that I can build. And you should be feeling the same way. Now, just get in front of a mirror and sit there. Just sit in front of the mirror and just look at yourself. And just really start to contrast and reflect and say, you know, how am I going to build me? Because however I build me is how I'm going to have to maintain me. One of the things you don't want to do when you're building yourself is you don't want to compromise. Don't compromise what's good for you. Not the you that you are right now, because you're still evolving, right? You're still trying to become the person that you want to become. But you always want to look three moves ahead and build for what's right now, build for what's going to be, right? Build for what's going to be. Build for now. Build your now for later, right? So if you're moving, if you're looking 3 moves ahead, then you're always ahead. So now the most important thing is that, you know, everybody said, you know, you've got to learn to compromise a little bit. Man, absolutely. There's a little bit of compromise that you can do for certain things. We do it every day. We compromise little small things in our relationships. We most certainly don't compromise who we are, because who we are is who we are. And you can't change people, right? You never want to change a person. It's up to a person to want to transform themselves, because anything that changes can change back. But when something transforms, it absolutely is what it transforms into. So a person has to want to transform themselves. And the best way for you to get a person to transform is that you be first partaker in that thing, right? You be first partaker. Man, ain't nothing worse than a person that smokes trying to tell somebody to stop smoking. It ain't nothing worse than a selfish person trying to tell somebody to stop being selfish. It ain't nothing worse than a person that don't do this or don't do that, telling you to do the same thing that they don't do. And you got to be first partaker, man. There's so many things I can say, but I know I don't want to piss y'all off this morning. I don't want to go there today because I want you guys to really, really reflect on who you are. It's all about you. It's all about you contrasting and reflecting. There's many contrasts, right? It's fast or slow, because you're asking yourself all these different questions when you're trying to make these decisions, fast or slow, good or bad, big or small, now or later, this or that. You or me, him or him, her or her. There's a lot of different contrasts. There's a lot of different decisions that you have to make. As we come back, I'm going to show you how you need to make those decisions, how you move forward, and more importantly, man, how you control every aspect of your life, man.
Take it of me. Talk of
The Grind.
It's The Grind
with Nathan McCray.
There's just no way you can get enough of me. Yo, Mr.
Giving real insight needed daily. Call 657-383-1291. That's 657-383-1291. It's blogtalkradio.com, The Grind 101. Join your host, Nathan McCray, 8 a.m. Eastern, every Tuesday through Thursday, for an unscripted conversation. It's The Grind, 657-383-1291.
All right, we are back, man, we are back. Look, as always, guys, if you want to dial into the Grind line, guys, text me, shoot me a text message, tell me you got something to say, and your phone number is 678-744-6188, and most certainly we will give you the opportunity to voice your opinion on what we're talking about today. Guys, the realest show ever. This is the People Show. So thank you so much, guys, for chiming in. So look, you know, what are we talking about? We're talking about contrast and reflect. We're talking about turn the page, because it's time, guys. It's time. Aren't you tired of doing the same old thing that you've always done? You know, call somebody up and say, you know what, I'm tired. I'm not doing that, the same thing I did last year. I'm not doing it. I'm going to do something completely different. I'm on something totally new. So now then, if you say it, now you got to be about it, right? So you start making all these contrasts and you start thinking about what's going on. You say, I'm going to turn the page fast or slow, good or bad, big or small, now or later. You know, what am I going to do? Decisions, decisions, decisions. That's what life is all about, decisions, right? Turn the page, man. It's not them, it's you. Stop blaming everybody else. That's the first key. Stop blaming everybody else for how you failed or what happened or what little things set you back. And at the same time, guys, you know, understand that the things that you were prospering in, the things that you actually, you know, did great, then, you know, take that, man. Take that as a win. Reward the people that helped you get there and take that as a win, man. But, man, we're talking about those of y'all that said, you know what, I didn't do what I was supposed to do, and I'm most certainly tired, man. I'm tired of recycling every single year and going through the same old, you know. I'm tired of wearing the same old clothes, driving the same old car. I'm tired of doing the same old thing, man. The definition of insanity is doing the same thing over and over, expecting a different result. I'm tired. If you're tired, then this is what you need to do. You need to take control, turn the page, blame nobody but yourself. The blame may not literally be yours. You may have just been in the wrong place at the wrong time. But let me tell you this. You have to take the blame if it affected you. But you can only control physically that which you control mentally, right? You have to gain total control. Turn the page on the old you. Turn the page on the old you that allowed everybody to take control and tell you exactly what you needed to do every step of the way and give you every little thing that you needed to do. Because I'm going to tell you something, where there's no challenge, there's no growth. Where if you don't fail, you absolutely, you know, never know how to succeed. You're afraid to fall and scuff your knee up. You're afraid to sit in front of the mirror and look at yourself because you're afraid of what you're going to see. I'm going to tell you, I know. I've done it. I do it all the time. My bathroom mirror is my best friend. When you stand and you look in front of that mirror, I sit. I had a mirror right here by my desk in my office. I sit and I look at that mirror and I said, what can you change, Nate? What can you change about you? How can you make you better? And I don't always like the answers that I give myself, but I'm real with myself. I'm true with myself. I don't let nobody tell me anything about myself that I don't already feel and know. Here's another key. We don't always sit back and just wait for people to tell us who we are and what we are and what we stand for and all this and that. But, you know, people are a great indicator of you. Your character. Your character speaks louder than anything else. I always say, those of you that know me, you know, I say be above reproach. You know, when somebody says something about you in the street, you should carry yourself in such a way. You should have such character to a point to where if somebody says, you know what, such and such did that, and everybody else is going to say, that's not in their character. That's not who they are. I just don't see them doing that. That's how you want to carry yourself. It's not about things. It's not about stuff. It's not about what you have. It's about who you are at the end of the day, because you take that with you everywhere. So who are you when you sit in front of that mirror and you look? What do you need to fix? What do you need to accentuate? What makes you who you are? And if, once you find those things out, you write it down physically or you write it down virtually, however you want to do it. Get your plan together, figure it out, put it on paper physically or virtually, however you do it. And then start making the changes. Start worrying about what everybody else says. But here's the deal. When everybody else is saying it, a lot of people are confirming it over and over. You keep hearing the same thing about you over and over and over again. It's the same recurring theme. If there's something that you're lacking in, there's a reason why you're lacking. And the only person that can fix that is you. So you have to take responsibility. It's not them, it's you. It's not them, it's you. Now you turn that thing around on yourself and say, it's not you, it's me. If you take responsibility for everything, now you control the controls. Some of you guys got people sitting in your control room and they're just pressing buttons whenever they want to press buttons. You need to kick some people out of your control room and tell them, come back later. I'll let you know when you can come back in. Well, you can keep your hands to yourself. But see, a lot of people aren't keeping their hands to themselves because you've given them the authority to press your buttons. And they're leading you wherever they want you to be. Let me tell you something. I made a statement the other day, and I'm going to make this statement. Some of y'all ain't going to like it, but you know what? This is the realest show ever. Because it's going to cut. It's going to hurt some of y'all, but that's what we do. We say the things that, you know, people are afraid to say, but things that need to be said, but we do it tastefully, right? So check this out. When you're not living in your purpose, when you haven't figured that thing out, when you don't know what you're called to be, when you don't know what you're called to, when you're not even trying to figure it out, you're just going through the motions and you're in your comfort zone and everything is hunky-dory and you're okay being mediocre or below average. Until you figure out your purpose, then you're just a tool for somebody else to achieve theirs. But when you figure that thing out, then you figure out, how do I link my purpose with somebody else's purpose that's going the same way that I'm going? See, because when you link your purpose to somebody else's purpose and they're not going the same way you're going, I'm going to tell you, it's going to be a constant struggle until you unlink, until you unhook. You got your cart, they got their cart, and you've hooked your cart to their cart. Now they got the horse, and the horse is pulling the way they want to go. And all of a sudden, you wake up one day and you realize, man, this don't feel right. 9 times out of 10, y'all, if it don't feel right, it ain't right. But nothing's going to change until you change it, right? It's going to change until you change it. So what decisions have you made, and what decisions will you make going forward? How have they affected you, and how will they affect you moving forward? Here's a thought. Slow down and think about what was and what's to come. Think about, now don't dwell on what was. That's the reflect part. You contrast. Did I go fast? Did I go slow? What happened here? You analyze it. You write it down. I want to do that again. Because that's the epitome of growth. You learn the lesson and you don't repeat, right? Slow down and think about what was and what's to come, guys. Because when the new year starts, things are going to speed up. This is your opportunity right now, after the biggest financially damaging holiday. Y'all notice I keep saying that, right? The biggest financially damaging holiday. After that holiday, guys, this is the moment for you to reflect. Some of you are going to say, I'm not doing this again. Some of you are going to say, you know what, I get it this time. I'm tired of doing the same thing over and over every year. I say that, you know what, I say that I want a better job. I say that I want to get closer to God. I say that, you know, I want, you know, to stop drinking or to stop smoking or to stop cursing. I say, I say that I want to, you know, that I want to make more money. I say I want to lose weight, but I never really do it. And then I just make all of these excuses as to why it didn't happen. And then I just perpetuate that cycle of nothingness. And I vowed that I'm going to do it all over again, but never do. But this is your moment. This is your, finally, I say that 2018 is the year of recreation. The year that you finally recreate yourself and you stop saying stuff that you're not going to do. But you, here's what's happening to a lot of you out there. You've allowed somebody else to come in and tell you who you are, and that serves their purpose. You've allowed somebody else to come into your life and steer you in the direction that they want you to go. And they may not always know that they're steering you the wrong way, but you know. And for some of us, it's a very subtle change, a very subtle course adjustment, and you don't feel it. But for some of you, it's going to be a drastic pulling of the reins, and the horse's neck is going to come all the way over, and it's not going to feel good to him, and it's not going to feel good to you, because he's going to fight you. He's going to feel as if you're trying to lead him in a whole different direction, and he can't turn that fast. But the only way you're going to get twisted around and get the right way is if you make a drastic course adjustment. It's not going to feel good to the people that are trying to steer you a certain way, but it's going to feel great for you to finally do what you need to do. Now, here's the deal. Once you get on course, you have to realize that you've lost some ground, and you got to make some ground up. So you're going to have to move efficiently, effectively, and fast. It's like driving a Ferrari. When you drive that Ferrari, it can go super fast, but you only go as fast as you can control it. And you'll learn to control it more and more. But you got to be driving it in the right direction. You got to be driving it the right way. And the only way you can drive it the right way is if you're in your purpose. You're doing the things you know you need to do. What, you got your cart. Now your horse. You got your horse. Finally. You finally got your horse. And all of the things in your dream cart can come true. You start working on them. Without waiver, guys. Find your horse, get it going in the right direction, guys. But you got to turn that page. Once you turn that page, that means you closed off everything that happened that negatively you in 2017, but you've stored all of the great things, but you've stored all of the lessons that you learned. You've got your plan. You've written it down physically. You've written it down virtually. However you want to write it down, I always say type it, write it. There's something between the hand and that brain connection. There's something between that. If you're doing something with your hands, your brain always gets it. What I teach my son is, I say, son, if you can't remember something that you know you need to remember, do what I do. When somebody tells me to do something and it's detrimental to what I need to do, guys, I always repeat it. You may not hear me repeat it. I repeat it real low, below my breath. I repeat it in my head. And I'll repeat it until I get it. So you got to find out what works for you, man. But whatever you do, you got to contrast, reflect, and turn the page, because 2017 went so fast. Some of you saying it was a blur. I didn't know what happened. You didn't know what happened. Now you know. Now you're moving forward into 2018. Don't drag the same you into 2018. Leap into 2018 with a new you, a new mindset, because you'll never control anything that happens in the physical until you control it in the mental. So, guys, this is a brand new year. It's a brand new you. You've heard that time and time again. It's going to be a recurring theme. Guys, we're going to close this thing out here. When I come back, you know, I want you guys to listen to this song. But you know what? It's your turn to move your life in the right direction. Don't stand still. It's time to move, but you got to move. You got to move in the right direction, all right? Thank you.
The Grind. It's The Grind with Nathan McCray.
There's just no way you can get enough of me. Yo, mister.
Giving real insight needed daily. Call 657-383-1291. That's 657-383-1291. It's blogtalkradio.com, The Grind 101. Join your host, Nathan McCray, 8 a.m. Eastern, every Tuesday through Thursday, for an unscripted conversation. It's The Grind, 657-383-1291.
All right, everybody, time stands still when you're doing the right thing, you're doing what you know you want to do, man. So get in that moment, figure that thing out, and, you know, get in that mirror, most importantly, and just, I mean, be real with yourself. You've been fooling yourself for long enough, and you know, everything starts mentally long before it manifests itself, you know, physically. And a lot of you got some things that you want to do, and you got a cart full of stuff, but you need a horse to pull it. Some of you got the horse sitting in front of you, but you haven't buckled up and you haven't said, you know what, I'm going to learn how to ride this horse and do what it takes. Take the hits, take the falls, and get right back up, you know, and ride again. So, you know, all it takes is you buckling in, guys, and doing what you need to do and getting the right mindset. Guys, this is the realest show ever, guys. We're doing some new things for the new year. You know, evolution, 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 guys. Hopefully you're doing some new things for your new year. You know, all I'm going to say is buckle up. You know, look in your mirror and say that to yourself. Buckle up. It's going to be a brand new me. I'm going to do things completely different. I'm not going to be the definition of insanity. I'm going to gain control of my life, and I'm going to push everybody out of the control room that's not that doesn't have my best interests at hand. So, guys, it's all about you. It's all about you becoming the person that you need to become. New Year is almost upon us, guys. Don't do the same thing. Let's move this thing into the new year with a brand new you, guys. You can only grow in it if you live in it, all right? Guys, remember that. Hey, let's take this thing out with a bang. Guys, think about the people. Think about the people that help you get where you are, you know, help you get, you know, thus far. Don't forget about them. You know, give them their kudos, guys, but move yourself to the next level. Shake everything off that's not supposed to be there, guys. And, hey, man, do it the right way. Let's go.
'Cause loving ain't the same, and you keep on playing games like you know I'm here to stay. Just like a cab on commercial, I really gotta get up out of here and go somewhere. Gotta make that move, find somebody who appreciates all the love I give. Boy, I gotta shake it off, gotta do what's best for me, baby, and that means I gotta. Don't play with me, don't be dishonest. I'm so not understanding your logic. I'm back and I'm better. If you want me back as ever, don't let me just let it. Cause I let you.